I mean, we were just the single. I mean, No Such Thing as Broken Heart. We were just kind of in the back of the bus one day, and right, we didn't really have an idea or anything.
Our good buddy Jesse Frazier.
Yeah, he just had kind of like a groove going on, and Matt just said that first line. I wonder if Jack and Dan ever made. And, you know, and every time you say a line like that, it's not like, you know, and the windows were down and we were, you know, it's like immediately he's like, okay, what
does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? So it kind of, the song sort of shaped itself just, you know, from that line and then meandered its way down to.
Yeah.
It is fun that way because some, like a lot of times you have a title and then like, which is cool, or an idea and you sort of write to that. And this was totally different. We started without a title or an idea, but that line came out and then we just started sort of chasing the song down wherever it was going to go, and we didn't really run into the title until probably more than halfway into writing the song.
And you don't often start a song like that and land on a hook that's that good.
Usually, like, we don't have a hook, let's change it. Let's
what should we call this song? Yeah. Should it be called Houses? Or should it be called Houses? I just saw Houses right now.
Okay, I was wondering. House.
I don't even know where that line came from.
What line?
The Jack and Diane.
Like, I don't either.
I have no idea why I thought, even like, said that. That
really?
Was not like...
You didn't have that written down or anything?
Nope.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think it's been good. You know, you kind of see people like... It's almost like they're listening to the words and you can see them like... Oh, yeah. Like, they're getting... Yeah. I like to see people kind of get each line as it goes by. You know?
I was going to say the other thing, too. The other cool thing about it is... It's also fun. I mean, there's messages to it, but it's a fun song. So by the end of the song, when we play it live, like, people are singing along to it already, which I always find encouraging. Yeah. It's a good sign.
And the hook of the song, there's you gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart is basically they shine a spotlight on it. You know, when we play it, it's just like all music stops, and they're kind of forced to listen to that. And if that's all they take away from it, it is fun and it's easy to like grasp and sing along to the next time it comes around. So yeah, the response has been good, but I'm with you. I've seen people like maybe it is the way the song starts that makes people want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah.
For some reason, they do seem to kind of like hang on the words of that song.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it means it's working. You know, like. We've achieved something that we never thought we would actually achieve. You know, you spend so many years trying to do this and you just want to taste a little bit of success. And so when you're nominated, it sort of makes you shake your head and take a step back and assess where you are. And you look back and all the things that we've done and years and miles of driving in a van and doing all this stuff, all of a sudden, you know, like it's worked to some extent. Hopefully it keeps working, but it's just a nice litmus test.
It's hard to make the shift from underdog, like mentally the underdog to like one of the people that is.
Yeah, we're not in the new category.
We're not. Yeah,
we're just in the thing.
Yeah.
So we're like the guys that are in the main category.
It'll take a little bit.
So we're like the guys in the main category.
We're so blown away we don't even know what to call it. Regular country.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, that was obviously a huge milestone for us, and, you know, it's just, there's so much that happens between the touring and making the record and this and that, you know, we just kind of, you know, we have to stop and appreciate those moments, I think, more than probably we do on a regular basis. You know, we're just so focused on doing whatever's next, and, you know, we're humbled by that stuff, but I think we're just still kind of pushing towards whatever it is that... Wherever we're going to end up, I don't know where that is.
I think people tell us a lot of times that we're bigger than we think we are, because I don't think we view ourselves in that.
I agree with
in that light that much. So it is, but it is like we hit these moments where it's like we'll look out and be like, "Oh, we're playing this theater's big. Are we sure we should be playing this theater?" And you know, there's 3,000 people that show up, and I think you know in the past year that has been kind of one of the things that's happened is, you know, it's a little bar. To, you know, theaters and small arenas, and learn, and suddenly we have to entertain the people in the back of like an arena. It's, it's become a challenge and a welcomed one. Nice to dress up and look fancy.
I was about to say, looking nice.
Yeah.
With no effort, you know, meaning like you don't have prep. Like you don't have, we don't pick the outfits. Somebody goes, somebody's like, you're going to look good in this. Yeah.
And you
this
go, look good on you.
Do look good in this. So we're going to fix this up here. And they fix it. And you're like, okay, yeah.
It's always fun to play dress up.
Yeah. And then they're like, what do you think about this? And you're like, what do you think about this? I like what you think.
Is that an okay answer?
I think so. You're like, is that, can we do the next question?
Okay.
Hopefully they do a better job.
I was say, finally kind of polish everything.
Last year was terrible. They were just...
I hope we make it into a joke. That's actually when you say, like, how will you know you've made it?
Oh, God.
If you get ripped on by the hosts of the award show, yeah. Then I feel like we've actually
made it. We've actually made it into the culture. And,
yeah. Huh. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. Might be.
You never know.
Maybe we're just not funny enough to make it into the joke.
Maybe. Luke could be like, yeah, but that's a
well, you don't. Another time. You don't make fun of somebody that you feel sorry for. You make somebody fun of somebody you think you can take. So maybe they feel sorry for us.
We look too self-conscious.
Yeah, like we're too easy of a target.
Fragile. Huh. Yeah.
Nice shoes, dude.
Thank you.
Okay. I was trying to like make funny. It didn't work. It didn't come out.
Those are nice.
I just assumed compliments.
They
are
good.
They
are nice. I asked you about them on the way up to this interview.
I did. You know.
Take it away, Matthew.
No, I think it is. You know, we always talk about, you know, whenever we're asked to do that kind of thing, you know, we're so lucky to do what we do for a living. And as we grow, those opportunities show up more and more, and we're able to see how our music can actually help people. So it's a great cause, and it's easy for us to show up and play our music like we do every day, only this time it actually helps people. So... you know, it's very rewarding to do that.
Yeah. They came to us and they said, we heard you guys like to party.
Yeah. Would you like to party for a cause?
We do like to party. Yeah. How about partying for a cause? And we said, hey. Yeah.
Sounds like right up our alley.
Yeah. That is heavy.
It is heavy.
It's heavy.
I mean... Yeah, it's a sort of hard thing to describe, the power of music. I always think about the fact that there's only 12 notes in all of music.
Yeah.
And that there's how many endless genres and songs and different sounds and completely different styles only made out of 12 notes and, you know, and mix that, those 12 notes with different culture and different temperatures and different, you know, places. You come out with different... Really different sounding stuff.
And you take that and you put it together in some small form, 3-4 minute form, and you can actually make something that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people relate to, and it affects somebody's life in some way. I mean, we've all grown up loving songs and probably had times that's happened. So for us to be able to make up songs and maybe relate, you know, have other people relate to it and touch their lives is kind of crazy.
It's pretty insane to be part of that cycle.
It's almost done.
Done.
No, I mean, you know, the new record, I think that the fans are going to like it. You know, we pick, you know, our favorite songs out of whatever batch we chose, and it's going to be, some of it will be similar, some of it will be different, but it'll all sound like us. So hope they dig it.
Yeah, seems like they're ready for it. You know, our true fans are, they've been living with our music for a while, and they know how much we write, I think. So it's exciting to finally give them more.